Okay, Patriots fans, welcome to the first of many Patriots.com camp casts. I'm Eric Scalavino from Patriots.com and Patriots Football Weekly. We'll be here every day during training camp giving you very latest updates on every practice that's open to the public. So the day you've been waiting for has finally arrived. Patriots Training Camp 2007 started this morning, bright and early, 8:45 a.m. It was hot, but not too humid. There was a capacity crowd of fans there to greet the players as they came in. Play of the day happened later on during 11-on-11 scrimmaging. Pretty, very pretty touchdown pass from Tom Brady to newcomer Randy Moss. Everyone's excited about that matchup. And it was Moss just streaked past defensive back Willie Andrews. Got wide open down the left sideline. Brady lofted a perfect pass into the awaiting arms of Moss, and he took it to the end zone thereafter. The crowd erupted in cheers as the play unfolded. It was a great play everybody took note of. Some players who were hot and who were not. Hot, Danny Bogger, first-year punter, had a great day. Consistent, booming, spiraled punts. He was on his game for sure. Who's not? Kareem Brown, defensive lineman, apparently, according to a report in the Boston Globe, has been suspended until Monday for violating an unspecified team rule. So not a good way to start off camp for Kareem Brown. Now, I know the other question you're wondering about is, was Asante Samuel there? No, he was not. So his holdout has officially begun. Unfortunately, we'll see how long that lasts. Also not in attendance, first-round pick Brandon Merriweather, rookie safety, has not yet come to terms with the team. He's the only draft pick of this year's crop with the Patriots who has not signed. But again, in the Globe, they're speculating that a deal could be imminent and he could, in fact, be signing soon, being back on the practice field. We'll just have to wait and see about that. Other things to take note of during today's practice, some players wearing red no-contact jerseys, running back Lawrence Maroney, who's, as you recall, had an operation on his shoulder in the offseason, so he's still nursing that. Linebacker Junior Seau, we're not quite sure why, but he's wearing a red jersey as well. Linebacker Eric Alexander. And all three quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Matt Castle, Matt Gutierrez, all wearing their red no-contact jerseys. That's not a surprise. They typically wear that during practice. Good news, running back Sammy Morris, who had been wearing the red jersey during minicamp, no longer doing so. So he was back in his white offensive jersey, running around looking sharp, catching passes out of the backfield, carrying the ball a few times. He looked good. Randy Moss also not wearing the number 6 anymore. He's back with a wide receiver-friendly number 81. So fans who've been looking to purchase a Moss jersey at the Patriots Pro Shop, no number 6. Get the 81 with the Moss on the back. Other good news, Kelly Washington officially was on the PUP list, physically unable to perform earlier this week. He is no longer. He was at practice, took part in everything. 7 other Patriots, however, are on the PUP still. Defensive lineman Richard Seymour, wide receiver Troy Brown, Chad Jackson, wide receiver, tight end David Thomas, defensive back Mel Mitchell, DB Eddie Jackson, and rookie running back Justice Hairston, all still on the PUP list. They were not at practice in the morning on day one. Newcomer Adalius Thomas, I know a lot of you are probably wondering about him. He, as he did during minicamp, took turns both inside and outside at linebacker. And to end practice, kicker Steven Gostkowski ended up picked up where he left off, in minicamp. He was a perfect 8-for-8 in team field goals, as they always are typically end practices with team field goals. And Gostkowski, 8 attempts, 8 of them went right through the upright, so he was good. Tomorrow, Campcast, Tom Casale will be in this chair reporting on the happenings from tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, day 2 practice. There's also a practice tonight on day 1 from 5:30 to 7:30. That's open to the public. So if you happen to be available after work or have the day off and want to come down, that's open. Check out the Patriots Football Weekly blog if you can't. Paul Perillo will be there keeping you up to date on everything that's happening in tonight's practice. And Casale and I will be at practice tomorrow to blog and to keep you up to date on everything that's going on if you can't join us. And even if you can, you might want to just check out the blog because we have fun doing it and people like to respond. So check us out. Day one, half of it is in the books. It's been a good start. And we hope to see you here at Gillette for some training camp practices. And if not, check us out online, patriots.com, or on the Patriots Football Weekly blog. Thanks for listening.